My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Ted Poe. He represents the Lone Star State's 2nd Congressional District, and he is a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee and chairman of its Terrorism, Nonproliferation, and Trade Subcommittee. We want to get his reaction to reports that Iran has test-fired ballistic missiles within recent days, and whether or not that even violates the recently agreed-to Iran nuclear deal from last year. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Good talking to you, Greg.
Your reaction to the news that Iran has test-fired these missiles?
Not surprised. The Iranians have continued intercontinental ballistic missile testing while this whole Iran nuclear agreement was going on. The nuclear agreement with Iran does not include the testing or not testing of missiles. There's a UN resolution that prohibits Iran from testing intercontinental ballistic missiles, but it is not part of the Iranian deal. And so they are in violation of a UN resolution by testing these missiles. They don't care. They've already said that we're going to test these missiles, and they're painting on the sides of the missiles derogatory comments about Israel and the United States. So they're in violation of a UN resolution. They're not in violation of the nuclear agreement.
Let's talk about what you just referenced there. According to reports, there was Hebrew writing on the missiles that said Israel must be wiped out. Now, given all their talk about wiping Israel off the map in recent years and so many other inflammatory statements, I'm sure that comes as no surprise. But putting the two together, test-firing missiles that could potentially be capable of carrying weaponry and that sort of language, what's your reaction?
Well, it's always been the foreign policy of the Ayatollah and of Iran to eliminate Israel and also to eliminate the United States. That policy has never changed. It hasn't changed during the nuclear agreement. And I think people in Washington, the administration especially, needs to understand that the goal of the Ayatollah is to destroy us and Israel. And so they are putting these comments on the missiles that they're firing, obviously to show that the missiles that they're going to develop will go to Israel. So we shouldn't be surprised, but it is exactly that they are rattling the sabers against the destruction of Israel.
Do we know what kind of missiles they were, sir? I know they're ballistic, but were they ICBMs?
They are. We're not sure the exact type of missiles. The real question is that they can reach Israel, but the question is, are they capable of carrying a nuclear warhead? We don't know that they are or they are not. And the missile development, in my opinion, they've been working with the North Koreans, those lovely folks over there, in the development of intercontinental ballistic missiles. And I do believe that their development is, of course, to make those missiles not only go to Israel, but to go to Western Europe. That's why the United States is trying to develop intercontinental ballistic shield against Iran, sending missiles to the United States and Western Europe.
Do we have any hard evidence, sir? Do you, at the committee level, have any hard evidence on where Iran is in its nuclear progress?
I cannot say exactly where they are on that. For you're talking about the nuclear weapon development,
yes,
or the missile development?
The nuclear weapon, yeah.
Well, that, of course, we as a country have made it our policy to allow them to get nuclear weapons within 10 years from the deal. Exactly where they are right now, I cannot say.
And what's your sense of the administration's approach to this recent provocation? You mentioned there could be a UN resolution violation. The Vice President, Joe Biden, has said that if they're in violation, you better believe we're going to act. Others who are very critical of the Iran nuclear deal say, you know, this administration's got less than a year to go. They got what they think is their legacy project. They're not about to rock the boat in the final months of this administration, even if Iran becomes more belligerent. What's your read on how the administration's approaching this?
We're not going to do anything. The Iranians fired missiles back in October, which is in violation of the UN resolution. We sanctioned them. The Treasury Department, not the State Department, sanctioned 11 individuals and corporations in Iran for being in this violation. That hasn't stopped them. So they're still developing them. Vice President Biden says that we're going to go to the UN. We're going to tell the UN that they are in violation. Well, you know, what is the UN going to do? They're not going to do anything. Of course, we should have the capability, and we do, to interpose our own unilateral sanctions against this, the ballistic missile testing. But we've backed away from the sanctions. I don't see anything happening on this at all as far as the violation of the missile testing.
What should be the policy? Let's say that we're at this existing point, but you had the ability to recommend a path forward for this administration that would obviously be contrary to what you think their path is likely to be. So what would your advice be right now to them?
Well, we have the authority and the ability to impose greater sanctions through the Treasury Department on the money and the companies that are actually working to develop these nuclear, these intercontinental ballistic missiles. So we, right now, impose all of the sanctions that we can. And then also, immediately, the Security Council should impose greater sanctions to prevent them from developing the intercontinental ballistic missiles. Once again, this is separate from the nuclear deal, and I think that should be our path forward. Rather than just talking about it and telling them what we know, don't like what they're doing, we should actually do something, and because they're not going to stop unless they're forced to stop development of these missiles.
Any sense, it's obviously just been a couple of days here, but as we exit here, Congressman, is there any sense from your colleagues that there might be an effort to reimpose sanctions rising up from the legislative branch?
Yes, there's already talk about Congress trying to impose some more sanctions because of these specific violations, and as we should, because that is something that Congress should do. But the administration does have the unilateral authority to impose some sanctions. They should, but we should not be surprised. The Ayatollah has made it clear that he wants to develop nuclear weapons, and he needs a delivery system. And that system is intercontinental ballistic missiles, and that's what they're working on now. But, yeah, we certainly have Congress should weigh in on the sanctions. Of course, we would have to pass legislation and get the president to sign it. There lies the rub.
Congressman, on that sobering note, we'll have to call time. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Greg, great talking to you.
Thank you, sir. Texas Republican Congressman Ted Poe represents his state's 2nd Congressional District, member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and he is chairman of the Terrorism, Nonproliferation, and Trade Subcommittee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.